last night in Las Vegas, the bright lights at the Thomas & Mack Center flickered, the dust settled, and the gold buckles found their forever homes. Yeah, the 2025 National Finals Rodeo wrapped up in storybook fashion. If you blinked, honestly, you missed history. All 10 rounds of the TRU Special Updates have been brought to you by TD Angus at Rischel Ranch in North Platte, Nebraska. Mark your calendars for their March 20th bull sale. This lineup is going to be in high demand nationwide, and if you're a cattle producer, you want in on this one. You can follow them on Facebook or at tdangus.com. What do you say we go? Let's start at the top. Stetson Wright didn't even have to climb on the last bull last night to lock up his sixth all-round world title. He waited, he watched, and then he walked away with another buckle, another record, and another reminder that when it comes to rodeo royalty, the right name is written in permanent ink. In bareback riding, it was tears, triumph, and family reunion.
I wrote that.
Rocker Steiner punched his ticket to his first world championship, finishing fifth in the average while Sam Peterson claimed the NFR average title. Regional standouts had big weeks too. Jess Pope of Waverly, Kansas finished second in the average and third in the world, and Garrett Shadbolt from Merriman, Nebraska, close strong, ending 8th in the average and 11th in the world standings. Over in steer wrestling, consistency wins championships there. Tucker Allen bulldogged his way to the title and the average, while J.D. Struxness of Minnesota had a career finals, finishing 3rd in the average and 7th in the world. In saddle bronc riding, the Wright brothers turned it into a family business, did they not? Statler Wright came from 9th in the world to win his first gold buckle, edging out brother Ryder Wright by just $346. I would be so mad if I was Ryder. Weston Patterson of Kansas had a solid finals, finishing 11th in the average and 13th in the world, including a fifth-place finish in the final round. Tie-down roping belonged to Riley Webb, who made it three straight world titles, if you're following along. Nebraska's Riley Pruitt of Gehring battled through a tough finals and finished 13th in the world standings, but gained a lot of Vegas experience on rodeo's biggest stage. Team roping, it was all about Andrew Ward and Jake Long. They won the average with a time of 44 seconds on 9 head. And that also gave them both the world standing win in the headers and the heelers category as well. By the way, in the 10th round, it was Caleb Driggers and Junior Nogueda tying Ward and Long at 3.9 seconds last night. Barrel racing saw Cassie Mowry defend her world title, while Julie Plord shocked everyone by winning the average after sneaking into the finals as a replacement. And finally, in bull riding, TJ Gray won the average, but Stetson Wright still claimed the world championship. Colorado kid Luke Kid Mackey finished fourth in the final round and third in the average, ending his season seventh in the world. Our boy Mason Moody of Letcher, South Dakota, finished eighth in the average, 11th in the world, proving he does belong amongst the best, which we already knew. The 2025 NFR is in the books. We're already preparing for 2026. It's been my honor this last week. For Monty James and myself, Derek Beck, and a special shout out to TD Angus at Rischel Ranch, Purple Wave Auction, Sioux Steel Company, and discount westernwear.com.